This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I have so many exciting things to share with you. And I rarely ask anyone to go online and vote for something because you see that stuff on Facebook all the time. And you're like, not doing it. I am actually going to ask you to go online and vote. Free State Brewery in Lawrence is up for the best brewery in the United States. And I will only tell you that like one of the competitors out of a different state is Barley's Brewhouse. And I'm not knocking Barley's. I think Barley's is fine.
There's one in Shawnee.
There's one here. Not knocking it at all.
However,
it's a chain and it ain't Free State Brewery.
See, I didn't know that Barley's Brewhouse was a chain.
Well, the one up for whatever in Ohio, there's like 16 of them or something. It is up for a USA Today Reader's Choice Award. I've already put it on my Facebook page.
Well, I can confirm that back in my day,
it is the only brewery represented in the entire state of Kansas, and I don't think I saw one for Missouri either.
I may have had a Free State Brew or two back in the day.
Yeah.
Or 500.
God, their black bean quesadillas are so good.
Really? That's what you're focusing on?
Yeah.
Black bean quesadilla?
Yes.
Now, are they up for best beer or best
brewery experience? Best brewery.
Okay.
Say that word again.
Brewery.
Brewery?
Brewery.
Here we go again. Off the rails early.
Why don't you let me have one of their fabulous wheat beers and then I'll try to pronounce.
See, I would always go with their stouts. I always thought
brewery.
Their stout was what?
Brewery.
Yeah, she says it faster. Brewery.
Say it for Dana.
Brewery.
If you're going to do it for Dana, you got to slow that thing down.
Brewery.
No, that's too fast.
Let me tell you who we're up against. Forbidden Root Restaurant and Brewery in Chicago.
How is it that you're affiliated with Free State Brewery?
It's in Lawrence.
You said, here's who we're up against.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever brewed a beer at Free State Brewery?
Oh, I've thrown one or two back.
Well, I bet you have.
I think Dana thinks that she's the de facto mayor
of Lawrence.
We're
nobody
up
knows,
against
but she believes
the
that.
Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, Florida, please. Ooh, we are up against a Kohola Brewery and Restaurant in Wailea, Hawaii.
A what?
Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee. Ooh, that is some stiff competition there.
Is it? Because name a good beer that comes out of Milwaukee.
Lua Brewing in Des Moines.
Well, they take care of most of them, so not much gets out of Wisconsin.
Oh, Southern Prohibition Brewery in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They got one in New York, one in Atlanta. Yeah, that's it. I'm telling you, you got to vote for Free State. We're up against a bunch of ne'er-do-wells in other cities.
Okay. From the New York Post, could we really be looking at a fairy tale ending to Super Bowl licks?
L-I-X.
Good Lord.
Which is pronounced licks.
That's what they're calling it. Go ahead.
Some have suggested, no, that's what I'm calling. I'm the only moron who calls it licks. Some have suggested that with a win, On February 9th, Star Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce could opt to get down on one knee and look up at his musician superstar girlfriend, Taylor Swift, and ask her the most important question a man asks his partner in his life. FanDuel is providing odds in Canada, projecting an 11% chance that Kelce asks Swift's hand
They're
in marriage
putting odds on
the feet.
On it?
Yes, they are.
And of they have course. To do it in Canada because they can't do it here legally.
I don't know if that's true.
You can go to a bookie in Vegas and bet on something like that. But in terms of online gambling, you cannot bet on something
Which is
like
why
that.
They're doing it only in Canada then?
Correct.
Okay. Kelce not proposing to Swift has a negative 1,500 odds, meaning there is a 93.75% chance he does not propose on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'd be furious.
You would?
I don't. You know,
you don't,
I
You don't
am
like
not,
the public proposal.
I no.
Oh,
I
you wouldn't
do
be
not.
Furious because it was his day and all of a sudden now it's supposed to be somewhat your day,
no,
too?
No, not that. I just think that is such
Wow, you're a snarky today.
Public, beautiful. That's a public, beautiful moment for the Chiefs. But that is such a private, intimate, life-changing moment for the two of them. That is not something they need to share with 50 billion people.
Well,
it would
feel like a stunt.
It could be life-changing or 6 months changing. There has also been speculation that an
depends on who you are,
right? There has also been speculation that an engagement is imminent, as Taylor Swift was seen wearing an infinity ring in New York City earlier this month.
That can mean anything.
An infinity ring may be a sign that an engagement is coming, although that does not necessarily mean that it will happen on the football field while celebrating a Super Bowl win.
Parks is like, I've got socks that last longer.
Okay.
He's got socks and underwear that go longer.
What's the expiration date on that milk?
Wow.
Not everything goes according to plan. Okay?
Twice. Or four times, if we're counting
the entire room.
Tandem. Anyway, vote for Free State Brewery in Lawrence.
Just bringing it right back around.
Right. Okay. No, he is not going to propose.
Where do we vote?
A public spot.
You didn't say where we
well,
vote.
Well, I've posted it on Twitter. I've posted it on my social,
Just
my
Google
KNBC social.
USA Today Best Brewery.
Oh, yes.
Brewery.
USA Today Best Brewery.
The other two, by the way, are in Louisiana and Richmond, Virginia. That rounds up the top 10. So they're already in the top 10 or 12 or whatever. So please
Brewery.
Go vote.
Too fast.
No, it's all right.
Brewery.
It's fine. Seriously.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.